Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And thus we have the opening of Paul's epistle to the Galatians, with its customary identification of the author and a greeting to the recipients, and then this opening benediction. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And this enables us to think about the source of all of our blessings, which is the grace of God, and also the potential for peace, the benefits of saving grace, which is a benefit granted to us by God in His grace, but something that we ourselves must cultivate in order to experience it to the fullest extent possible in this world in which we live. And so the question is, how do we cultivate a sense of peace? Well, certainly by a knowledge of the gospel, especially an understanding of the doctrine of justification, will go a long way toward enabling us to cultivate peace in our hearts, a state of wholeness, prosperity, well-being in our relationship with God, and then beyond that, to develop it in our relationship with others. I know some of God's dear children who are troubled constantly by fear and doubts and lack of assurance, and I'm confident that a great deal of that has to do with their inability, their unwillingness to lay hold of the promises of God in Christ Jesus. A knowledge of the gospel, a better knowledge of the gospel, a growing knowledge of the gospel will help us to cultivate a sense of peace. And that knowledge needs to be applied to our conscience, to still our conscience as it rises up to accuse us before God. It needs to be applied to our fellowship with God, that we do not fear coming into His presence, availing ourselves of the throne of grace, sensing His love toward us, and the smile of approval that comes to us not for our sake, but for Christ's sake. And then, of course, we can, from that standpoint, work on restoring and strengthening our relationships with others. Life is filled with broken relationships, strained relationships, damaged relationships, and even some very badly broken relationships. And that's a great part of life. You say, why is that? Why is that? I just don't understand it. Why I should have all of these strained and broken relationships? Because, dear friends, we live in a fallen world. Because, dear friends, we are all fallen sons and daughters of Adam. Because, dear friends, even though we are redeemed, we are still not yet fully sanctified. And so we have strained relationships not only with those who don't know the Lord, and that, I suppose, would not be terribly surprising given the natural animosity between children of the world and children of God, but even between brothers and sisters in Christ, there is more potential for strained relationships than we would care to admit. But we certainly learn about it. We understand how true that is as we continue a long life's earthly sojourn. It grieves us greatly that this would be so, but we can't just accept this as the status quo and ignore it and go on. We need to be working at cultivating peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, not just those who have experienced the peace that comes through the cross of Christ, the peace that comes by being justified before the judgment bar of God, but the peace that is extended to our relationships by working very hard at it, by working at making peace. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a wonderful benedictory prayer. May you be the objects of the kind regard of God, and may you receive from Him abundant tokens of kindness in all spiritual blessings and all that is necessary for your well-being, both here and hereafter. But, dear friends, we should praise the source of all of our blessings. Grace be to you in peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget from whom these blessings flow, this grace and peace. Don't fail to continually praise the God who has brought such wonderful blessings into your life. Praise God from whom all blessings flow indeed. Because all blessings come from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Everything that's good in my life is a gift from God. Everything that's bad in my life is a result of my own sinful corruption. And I know what to do about the sinful corruption. It drives me back to my knees again and again in prayer to confess my sins, to cast myself afresh upon the mercy of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. But it also drives me to thank God. You know, sometimes people say, why me, when trials and difficulties befall us? But a proper perspective and understanding of the Word of God would cause us to say, why not me? Would cause us to say, why don't I have far more trials? Far more difficulties. I'm not really deserving of any good thing. Not one. Why do I have any? Why do I enjoy the kind of prosperity that all of us enjoy in the United States of America when so many people, yes, so many of God's children, are living on the cutting edge of poverty around the world today? I know Christians who are starving. I can name you some countries in which that is true. Christians who are not only crying out to God for their daily bread, but are going to bed at night many times hungry for lack of food. God's children, why is that so? Why is it not so for me? Why is that not my condition? Why am I not in a country where I'm in fear of being arrested simply for gathering together with other Christians to worship the Lord? Why am I not in a country that is being torn by war, where houses are being blasted and cities are being destroyed, and the place where I live and work is in total shambles? Why don't I live in a place like that? Why do I enjoy the blessings of American freedom and American prosperity? Why do I enjoy the blessings of family and home and church and loved ones? Why do I enjoy the blessings of grandchildren, if you have them, and all of so many simple but so such profound blessings of life? Why do I enjoy any of these things? Why do I have any of them? I don't deserve a one. If you think you do, then you haven't learned the lessons that we're talking about. You haven't learned the true condition that the Bible paints of our black hearts. We don't deserve any blessings. We only deserve judgment. If we got what we deserved, we would right now be suffering an eternity in hell. That's the truth, friends. So we should praise the source of all of our blessings. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. These blessings come from God. They come from to us from God as Father. What a wonderful relationship from God the Father. If you know God as Father, you have a blessing that is beyond estimation. To be a child of God, to truly know God as your Father, to be able to approach Him as Father, to address Him as Father, to know Him as Father, to have God's Spirit within you, teaching you to cry out to God, Abba, Father. It's a reality, not mere words, not empty sentiments, but the reality of your soul. To know God as your Father, to truly be a child of God, is the greatest of all blessings. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son. In the Greek language, there's one preposition for both, Father and Son. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, but not two froms, one from. What does that mean? That emphasizes the equality of God the Father and God the Son. That emphasizes the deity of God the Father and God the Son. Grace comes equally from God the Father and God the Son. The blessings and benefits of peace come equally from God the Father and God the Son. There's no two-tier relationship here. There's not the superiority of God the Father and the inferiority of God the Son. We're not talking about two gods, we're talking about one God. We're not talking about two ranks here, the high rank and the low rank. We're not talking about one all-powerful God, the Father, and then one less powerful one, the Son, Jesus Christ. We're talking about two that are equal in every way, with the closest possible connection and unity. For Jesus Christ is God. There's only one God. There's only one source of grace, and ultimately only one source of peace, and that source is God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the source of all of this. This, of course, speaks of the Trinity, though here we're only talking about two members of the triune Godhead, not three. But sometimes people have trouble finding proof text for the Trinity. And if you're just looking for a verse in the Bible that says God exists eternally in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all are equally God, and God is a Trinity, you're not going to find that verse in the Bible. Sometimes God's children are perplexed when they run up against someone who does not believe in the doctrine of the Trinity, the triune Godhead, and they find it difficult to find text to prove it to them. Well, here's the point. The Bible is saturated with the concept. You don't have one text, you have literally hundreds, just like this one. You just run over them so quickly that you don't see them, but they're there. It's built right into the very fabric of the Bible. And yet, for those who refuse to see it, they cannot see it. They will not see it. You'll not prove it to them. But anyone who wants to know, who truly has a heart for God and wants to know what the Bible teaches, it's here so clearly, so plainly. God the Father, God the Son. And we praise Him because He is God and He is worthy of all of our praise. And God the Father and God the Son are equally the source of the grace that has come to you, all of it, and the peace that flows out of that grace, that is the result of that grace that has come to your life. Give praise to the Father. Give praise to the Son. May God help us to do it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.